Well, Steve's other hat, we would like to talk about his other hat. Turn it around. I want to see the other side now.
Actually, I have at least three, maybe four brims on this hat for AirVenture.
And that would be, the one we're interested in is the Theater in the Woods.
You're
the moderator, head talker, upper walker, outer on stage or person.
Trip over the microphone.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, it's amazing how this all came together. We finally figured it out. Judy Miller, who's the longtime chairman down at Theater in the Woods, my wife and Judy and Bill went out for dinner on Saturday night, just talking about, quote unquote, the old days. But we were talking about how I got involved in Theater in the Woods. And I said, Judy, I don't really remember. And it came out that Bob Collins, this has a Concord tie. Bob Collins was on the Concord in one of the 90, 95 appearances, something like that. But anyway, the airplane was delayed and he was supposed to be the MC at Theater in the Woods. I was in PR at the time and happened to be probably walking by Theater in the Woods, and somebody grabbed me and said, hey, you're on stage tonight. You introduce all the acts.
Nice.
And so that's how that all started. And I remember at that time, if anyone remembers Don Conrad, the whistler at Theater in the Woods.
No. My first Oshkosh was 89. So,
well, Don was around for a long time. And if you've ever seen those sort of kind of, Don's a nice guy, but it was a cheesy act where you sort of put on a big head and then you paint your belly button like it's your mouth and you, yeah. Anyway, that was the segment that I introduced first, and it was listed on the schedule as 10 minutes. So I went out, I did the introduction, and I figured, well, okay, I've got 10 minutes to get ready for the next introduction. He does about 30 seconds and walks off the stage. And the next thing I know, they're going, hey, get up there, say something, do something.
Nice. Thrown to the wolves.
Yeah. So luckily at that time, we had Joe Scheibinger down there who played organ. And he said, and now, music from Joe.
Whoa, nice flyby. That was a P-51 going past?
Yeah. So from there, I just got more involved with Theater in the Woods. Now I helped Judy do all of the bookings, and it's really, the last couple of years, like the changes on the grounds, we looked at Theater in the Woods and said, this is a great resource. We got to make sure we get the maximum benefit for our members out of it. So we've tried to upgrade the programming at Theater in the Woods to make sure that it's something that people want to see. So hopefully
Lieutenant Dan Band was a huge hit last year,
right? And yeah. Jeff Dunham.
Yep, yeah. Jeff Dunham.
Really,
Jeff
Dunham. We figured it would be a successful show last year, but we didn't realize how successful it was.
Oh, it was packed.
It was amazing. That crowd rivaled the 1994 Apollo crowd.
Right.
Although for the Apollo astronauts, people were not climbing trees. They were all on the ground. There were a few people who climbed the trees at Theater in the Woods to see last year.
So if you want people to climb trees, you have to get yourself a little wooden dummy and stick your hand in there, and then they'll climb trees. I don't understand how that works.
Me either. But so we really, like you say, last year was really a breakthrough year for us. This year, Jeff Dunham's coming back. He's going to close out the show on Saturday night. And in fact, because he's so popular, we'll actually have programming going from about 4:30 in the afternoon. So if folks want to get there and get an early seat up front, there'll at least be something happening on stage to keep them entertained. But that's the end of the week.
What's Monday? Okay.
What's going on tonight?
I don't have the schedule here.
First of all, we have to wait for the Doobie Brothers to finish before we can start. But that's okay because I'm a Doobie Brothers fan anyway, so it'll be nice to listen to that concert.
That's right.
And then skip on over to Theater in the Woods, which is right south of Aroshell Square.
Do you really skip?
I do not.
Oh, good.
I did it one time. I did it one time, but skipping days are gone.
Yeah.
if you skip to Theater in the Woods there, it's going to wind up on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Yes, that's a new resource.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
So we start out tonight with the Bill Barber Award, and that will be about 7:30-ish.
Bill Barber Award is Aircraft Showmanship Performers?
It is. It is airshow legend Bill Barber. His family established that award probably back in the late 80s to recognize excellence and showmanship in the airshow industry. So that'll be on tonight. The mayor of Oshkosh gives out the key to the city to Dick Rutan. So I understand, he'll be able to unlock all the doors in Oshkosh.
Yeah, I'm sure he's excited. They'll never give us that key. No. Looters the key to the city? Not a good idea.
Not going to happen.
And following that, we have an interesting gentleman, a 101-year-old active pilot who flies DC-3s, and his history goes back to World War II and a transfer of some DC-3s between Franklin Roosevelt and the King of Saudi Arabia.
Wow.
And and how that really opened up the doors to improve relations between the countries. It's a really fascinating story, and one of those we like profiling at Theater in the Woods. And then we finish up tonight. Miles O'Brien, formerly of CNN, will host a discussion on the Fly for Life groups that are here. So We've got a
full schedule.
A full schedule for tonight and right on through the week. Some of the highlights, of course, Bert Rutan, always a Theater in the Woods favorite. He'll be on Tuesday night.
That's right. And White Knight arrives today.
Tomorrow, but it's actually today. Monday.
This is day one. Monday.
Thank you. It feels like about day three.
For you.
Yeah. But there's so many people who come over the weekend that it's the reunion weekend is what I like to call it. Everybody stops by and says, hey, I'm here.
Great.
Come see us in the campground. All right. So, So Bert will be in with White Knight later on today. He'll be at Theater in the Woods tomorrow night. Wednesday night, the former pilots and crews of Concord are highlight presentation.
Okay.
9 o'clock on Wednesday night. Also, Wednesday night, Claude Leal, one of the test pilots from the A380, will talk about what it's like to fly and test fly that airplane.
About mountain flying. Flying a mountain.
I can't wait to see it.
I can't wait to see that thing come in. Yeah. It's supposed to come in tomorrow, I believe.
Correct. Tomorrow afternoon. Oh, actually, I think toward the end of the air show tomorrow.
Okay. That will be the air show.
Probably. Yeah. Was it one of you who said that the A380 actually doesn't fly? They actually just levitate it into the ground and the earth rotates under it and they put it back down?
Yeah. I can believe that. I bet 2 minutes separation is just not enough.
Not enough for them, yeah. And then Thursday at Theater in the Woods, we'll have some of the original Tuskegee Airmen talking about their World War II experiences. And as long as we're back in the 40s, the aviators are coming back. I know they'll be on the radio Thursday morning, I believe. So you can get a little taste of the aviators in the morning and then see them on stage Thursday night. And Friday night is another stellar night. Livingston Taylor, I don't know if folks are familiar with him. They probably know of his brother, James Taylor.
Right.
But Livingston is a longtime pilot, very passionate aviator. And we hooked up actually someone on staff. His daughter goes to the same college where he's a professor. And the connection was made, and he said something to the effect of, boy, you know, someday I'd really like to come out to Oshkosh.
Yeah.
we can make that happen. So he's looking forward to his first appearance at Theater in the Woods. That's opening up Friday night. Then we have the program with Women in Aviation, we have the Eileen Collins will be here, the first female shuttle commander. The first female Thunderbird pilot will be here. Jessica Cox is part of that. And then we finish up on Friday night with the big one, I guess, for the aviation crowd, and that is the U.S. Airways crew from the Hudson Landing.
From the Hudson, yep.
Yeah. So Captain Sullenberger and First Officer Skiles will be on stage with David Hartman. So there, in a nutshell, is the Theater in the Woods lineup.
That sounds like a total don't miss week.
It is.
That's the toughest part about Oshkosh. There is so much going on. You can't possibly get it all in and still sleep.
Yeah, well, the other problem you've got is that while Theater in the Woods is going, the Ford Fly-In Theater.
Exactly, yeah.
The Fly-In Movie's running as well, and they've got some great stuff up on that, too.
Right.
I'm thinking, oh, geez.
And again, you know, you bring up a great point. There are a lot of things that are happening here at AirVenture, whether it's at night or during the day, and to get to them all is tough, but, you know, through... You know, like EIA Radio, I mean, we're archiving all of our interviews, the Theater in the Woods, the air show, all those sorts of things. So even if you miss it, you can come back and listen to it later on. And it's especially good to listen to, well, here in Wisconsin, on a very cold January night, it's nice to listen to people talking about it being hot at Theater in the Woods.
There you go. And when you look out, this place must really be different in January.
It is. It's covered in white, and almost all the tents are gone. There's no airplanes. You know, that's the amazing part, is no one ever leaves an airplane behind.
Funny how that works, isn't it? Because you can call me and I'll come get it.
Oh, yeah, we definitely will. We'll figure it out. You know, one of the things, you know, we were talking about the Young Eagles just a little while ago. I'm looking at a car here. They call her the Dearborn Doll. It's the Mustang they're going to auction off. Yeah, there's a picture of it here.
No, I mean seen it. We went over to look at it yesterday.
Oh, it is a beautiful car.
It is gorgeous.
Well, last year they had, what was it, the Aviator.
Correct.
The picture.
They raised, what, $500,000?
That's correct.
Yeah, this one's probably going to do the same.
The picture doesn't do it justice. The car is silver.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But the paint is done to look like buffed aluminum.
Yes.
Okay.
It is beautiful. It's not like a car silver at all.
Ooh. Yeah, I was just at the Ford tent before I came over here, and it is a gorgeous car.
Yeah, they're going to be auctioning that off Thursday.
I got my $5 on it.
Yeah, really.
Here you go.
Oh, hey, speaking of tonight's movie at the Fly-In Theater here, it's The Right Stuff.
Oh, that's a must-see.
That's a good movie.
Well,
man, you know, you just can't cover it all.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And you're listening to EAA Radio.